Well, welcome back to that classic rock show. Today we are featuring debut albums of 1969. We'll start off part two with a band called Yes. In 1968, in London, singer John Anderson, bassist Chris Squire, drummer Bill Bruford, keyboardist Tony Kaye, and guitarist Peter Banks formed a band that combined rock, pop, blues, and jazz, thus creating a whole new sound, which later became labeled as progressive rock. The band was called Yes. Melody maker columnist Tony Wilson chose Yes and Led Zeppelin as the two bands that most likely would succeed. And I would say they did, don't you think, Mark?
Oh, boy, did they.
Yes, they did. So let's listen to a tune that they did on their first album. It's a Lennon-McCartney composition. It's called Every Little Thing.
For me.
When I'm with her, I'm happy. Just to know that she loves me. Yes, I know that she loves me now. There is one thing I'm sure.
Was Yes doing their song Every Little Thing that a guy named John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot different version.
Yeah. Well, our next three artists can thank the Woodstock Festival for helping make them famous. They all came from three great bands. Of course, David Crosby came from the Byrds, Stephen Stills from Buffalo Springfield, and Graham Nash from the Hollies. Nash and Crosby met at Cass Elliott's Laurel Canyon home in 1966. And we actually did a show about Laurel Canyon, didn't we, Jim?
Yes, we did.
And later that same night, they met up with Stephen Stills at the house of Monkey Peter Tork, and a friendship was formed. A couple of years later, they sang together for the first time at either the house of Joni Mitchell or Cass Elliott, depending on whose memory you want to believe. But in any case, their performance at Woodstock was only the band's second gig. And it was at this show where Stephen Stills sang his love letter to Judy Collins. It's the gorgeous song, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, and the rest is history. Let's listen.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes and for always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it
hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it
hard,
and you make it
hard,
and you make it
hard.
Tuesday morning. Please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose? Can I tell it like it is? Listen to me, baby. It's my heart. Chestnut brown canary, ruby throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacy lilting of lamenting, change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Mark, do you think we could have been Crosby, Stills, Nash, Jim, and Mark?
We'd have to pick different syllables, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, well, enough of that nonsense. We hope you're enjoying the Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM.
I know I'm enjoying it because we are doing debut albums of 1969. To quote one of my favorite comedians, Monty Python, and now for something completely different. So who can I be talking about but none other than Joe Cocker? Joe Cocker sounded a lot like Ray Charles, but with ants in his pants. He was spellbinding to watch and hear, and his performance in Woodstock was a tour de force. Joe would take other artists' songs and make them his own, In many cases, his versions were quite different from the originals. His rendition of With a Little Help from My Friends by the Beatles has no resemblance at all to the original, and that's what made him a great artist. Here is Joe's take on the Dave Mason song, Feeling All Right, which was originally performed with the band Traffic.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have the strangest dream. Impressing by the way I could have been. Left you on my own, all so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. For some left the door and took the key.
You're feeling all right. Uh-oh.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
you're feeling all right. Uh-oh.
I'm not feeling that good myself.
Our final Woodstock alum today is Santana. As everyone knows, the band was named after guitarist Carlos Santana. The band Santana formed in San Francisco in 1966, and they were originally called the Santana Blues Band. Known for their instrumental tunes, Santana created their own sound by combining Latin and African rhythms, just a dash of blues, some fusion, a strong melodic feel, and a driving percussion section. And not long after their Woodstock performance, Santana's debut album hit the shelves at local record stores. And it spawned two singles, one of them being Evil Ways, which became a top 10 hit. But rather than playing that song, today Jim and I have decided to spin the instrumental Soul Sacrifice because we feel it best embodies what Santana was all about. So here is Soul Sacrifice.
¶¶
That was Santana.
Get back in your seat, Jim.
Yeah, that was great. That was from their self-titled debut album, Santana, way back in 1969, which is what we've been doing all day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you over there. Wake up. Wake up. Well, anyway, that's our show for today. 1969 was a great year for new music. What do you think?
Yeah, didn't Frank Sinatra sing 69 was a very... No?
No, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, Jim, of course, I fully agree. 1969 was an amazing year for music. And I will argue to the end of time, there was no greater era for rock and roll and pop music than the 50s through the 80s. The diversity and imagination were unparalleled. And they did it when... without today's technology and all the equipment and all the gear that they have today.
That is true. And, you know, speaking of great music, in the background we're playing 21st Century Schizoid Man from King Crimson's 1969 debut album. Anyway, that's our program. It's called That Classic Rock Show on the Mighty 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. We're on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 to noon. And don't forget, you can also listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website at huntleyradio.com.
Yes, and check out our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum gift shop, their webpage. The gift shop's not open yet, so you have to go to their webpage. Amazon, Blue Village in Westmont, or through Jim's website at jimsamariaphoto.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thanks.